Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, it's the Amdram Shout Out, and I'm delighted to say that I am joined in the studio by a couple of lovely guests. I have Chris and Emily from Epsom Light Opera Company. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Very nice to be here.
Yes, lovely.
You're good? Emily, of course, you've been on the show before. Chris, this is your first time with us.
I'm a virgin. Well, I shouldn't say that, maybe.
Okay, that's a whole different discussion. We'll save that for another day, maybe. You're here to tell us about your upcoming show. You've got Fiddler on the Roof coming our way very soon. In fact, next week.
Next week, yes, next week at the Epsom Playhouse.
Excellent. We'll get into that a bit deeper for certain. But for anyone who's not heard of Epsom Light Opera Company before, can you tell us a bit about you?
Yes, we're coming up to our 30th anniversary next year. It was started by my mum and dad, actually, in 1985.
Oh, wow.
Following from the Ethiopian famine disaster at that time. And they were actively involved in amateur theatre and decided that they'd try and raise some money for that cause. And there are a few people in local groups, and they all got together. I was one of the people there as well, so I'm a founding member of the company. And we put these series of concerts on, and we raised quite a bit of money. We had Lord Charles, the ventriloquist guy, who came along and helped us out. And we enjoyed it so much that we thought, well, why not we start a new company? Because everybody got on very well. Mm. So that was the formation. That's how Epsom Light Opera started. And it's been going from strength to strength ever since.
Yep.
My daughter Emily's now actively involved in running the company on the committee.
So it's a real family affair then?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Definitely.
So, I mean, how many sort of shows a year do you do? What's your sort of your output?
We tend to put on two main shows a year, and sometimes we put on another additional smaller show, more of a review sort of concert type show in a smaller venue, but tend to put on two main shows a year at the Epsom Playhouse, one in the spring, one in the autumn. So this one coming up is our autumn production.
Ah, excellent. And you did, I'm trying to remember what you came up. You came off for Lend Me a Tenor, was that?
Lend Me a Tenor we did this time last year.
Time
so that's
year.
When
wow,
I was here this time last year.
Crazy.
And in the spring we had just done Parade, the musical.
Oh yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. We did feature Parade as well.
Yes.
So you are regulars, definitely regulars on this show.
Yeah, never a dull moment, always busy.
So, the other thing we always talk about when we get groups in here is about sort of getting people involved in theatre. How do you find that with sort of getting new people and membership? How are things in Epsom?
They're very good, really, and it's very nice. The type of shows that we've done recently, anyway, encourage anybody from the age of 8 up to 80, really, or beyond.
Well, in this show, we've certainly got a 9. I think the youngest cast member is 9, and the eldest is certainly more towards 80. Hmm. So vast array of age range.
It's a great hobby. I mean, we, as I say, 85 is when the company started, but prior to that, I mean, I've been involved in amateur theatre for coming up to 60 years now. So
wow.
It was a long old time. Don't ask me how old I am, but it's a long old time. And it's a great hobby for people to get involved with. You know, it's a very social thing to do. And even if you don't think you can sing,
There's plenty of jobs to get involved with if you don't want to be on the stage, and it's still very social.
Mm.
So come along, get involved is our advice.
Definitely. Excellent. That's good. Good news. Men usually are the problem.
Yes. Difficult to find men.
any thoughts on why that is?
I think probably a bit more, more shy. I don't know. I don't know why.
But I think men should come along because there's lots of ladies involved, so it's a good chance to meet
ladies. Absolutely, it's a ratio of 4 to 1, so it's always good. But I think once they actually do it, as it were, it's really really, really enjoy it. They're hooked.
Mm.
Absolutely,
yes.
It's a good great hobby.
Shameless plug for my own interview, but I was talking to Gary Wilmot about it last week, and he did say that he thinks that most men don't do it because they're afraid they might like it.
Yes.
I quite like that one. So let's talk about Fiddler on the Roof then. It's coming up thick and fast.
This time next
week will be our opening night.
Wow.
So Tuesday the 20th is our opening night.
And hopefully you're in good shape with it all.
We are. We're working with a brand new director we've never worked with before. Very good. Great production team. It's been good fun, hasn't it, the rehearsals?
Yeah, really
have been
fun,
really
yeah.
good fun. And I think we're just about, as they say, peaking at the right time now, so the show's is getting there, isn't it?
And, yeah, one final run-through rehearsal tomorrow, and then we're in the theatre.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, most people will have heard of Fiddler on the Roof, and most people will probably have an idea of what it's about, but I have to admit that although I knew a few songs from it, it was only a year or two ago that I really understood the story. So, without giving the game away,
well,
can you give us
a
little bit of a
brief synopsis, if you like?
Yeah.
I was looking actually on the internet the other day to get some interesting facts and figures for you. I think it's won 9 Tony Awards, so it's quite a well respected piece. Topol actually made it famous in 1971 in the film version. And I think we're saying more than just under a billion people have seen it. So, you know, if we talk a little bit about the plot, I don't think we're going to give too much away. But it's based on a small Jewish community that live in a settlement close to the Russian border at the beginning of the century, just before the Russian Revolution starts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very strict religious people. They rely on their traditions to do things. They have traditions for getting dressed in the morning, for eating things. They have traditions for marrying their children to other children through the matchmaker. And basically, the Tevye, the part I'm playing, the poor Jewish milkman, has 5 daughters. And the matchmaker, who's the lady in the village, goes to try and find a partner for the daughters and comes up with the local butcher for the oldest daughter, which
right.
is being played by daughter.
By your daughter?
By my daughter, Emily, here.
Was that quite a stretch?
It's not much rehearsal required. No, it's very nice, actually.
The big problem is she's about 24 and the butcher's about 62, so there's a bit of disparity in the ages. But it all works out in the end because she persuades her father that she doesn't really want to marry him, and she's made a pact with the local tailor. They've been childhood sweethearts. And it's a lovely little piece. There's some good music in there, and it'll be a nice evening of theatre. Yeah.
So as you say, it was very well known for the Topol version, the film version, and I certainly, you know, before I saw it a couple of years ago, which was the first time I'd seen it, you know, kind of thought it was pretty much a one man show. But obviously, there is much more going on than that.
You feature heavily, don't you, in it? You string it all together, I'd say. But there's lots of great chorus numbers, really beautiful music, really, you know, lots of lovely melodies. And songs that you think, oh, I know that song, and you thought, oh, I knew that from somewhere, and it's from here. So really good chorus numbers, lots of fun, got a big wedding dance scene in it, which is really nice fun, a sort of dream sequence, which is all a bit sort of funny as well, and yeah,
there's a moral story behind it, so it pulls at the heartstrings a bit, because it's quite sad in places, but it's sort of like a lump in the throat, happy sadness, if you like, and without giving too much away, yeah. It's a
you'll come
piece.
Away humming the songs, but also feeling,
uplifted.
Yeah, uplifted and, you know, touched, I think.
Okay. So for your particular productions, any particular surprises, any particular things that people are in store for if they trot along to Epsom next week?
Don't give anything away now.
Good or bad things, really.
Yeah. All good, obviously.
Yes.
I think our director's been very... strict to the well, not strict that's not
traditional.
The right word traditional.
Traditional.
There you go, that's, it's, he's been stuck to tradition, and
there will be people who know the show at home now singing tradition.
Yes.
Tradition.
Yeah. And he's really stuck to the tradition and he tried to make us be, you know, true to the story, I think I'd say. He always describes it as a play with music rather than a musical, because it's a really strong story.
Yeah.
And he just wants us to be as true. He wants us to be unfolding a story on the stage rather than watching people on the stage.
Yeah.
So that's what he tells us, isn't it? That's what we're trying to achieve.
In the comments last night, I think we're nearly there.
Excellent.
There.
Well, that's good news. Good news. So, we're going to get you to perform something in a minute, Chris, and we're going to hear one of probably the best known songs.
Signature tune, really.
from the show. But just to let people know, where is it? How do they get tickets? All of that stuff they need to know.
Okay, so it is on at the Epsom Playhouse all of next week. We open on Tuesday the 20th of October, all the way through to Saturday the 24th of October. We are doing evening performances and a Saturday matinee. Evening performances start at 7:30 and the matinee starts at 2:30. And tickets can be bought via the Epsom Playhouse by calling 01372 742 555, or you can go directly to their website, epsomplayhouse.co.uk, where you can also purchase tickets there too.
Lovely, thank you very much. So, not to the siren, we'll let that go past. The song you're going to sing is If I Were a Rich Man, and just give us a little flavour of how this fits into the story then, Chris, before we hear you do it.
Well, his horse, his poor old horse, has managed to lose his shoe. So he's lame, basically, and he's lugging this cart around, and he's really soliloquizing with himself, saying, "Gosh, wouldn't it be nice to have some money so I don't have to worry about these kind of things?" And so he's just really soliloquizing about how nice it would be to be rich rather than poor.
Okay, right. Well, bear with us while we just do a few quick adjustments, and we'll be back with Chris doing If I Were a Rich Man in a few seconds' time.
Don't forget, you can listen to Brooklyn's Radio on the move via your smartphone using the TuneIn Radio app. The app is free to download from your app store or from TuneIn.com.
Is that a radio in your pocket, or are you just glad to hear us? Brooklyn's Radio.
Right, we've just rejigged, completely changed the studio around so that we can fit you in. Right, hang on, let me just check. Are you there, Chris?
I'm here, yeah.
You're there. Oh, you're not there. Where are you? Are you there?
I'm here.
You're not as loud as I'd like you to be. Let's try this one more time. Are you there, Chris?
I'm there, but when I sing, it'll be louder.
That's true, it will. Right, let's give this a go then. If I Were a Rich Man.
If I were rich, then them. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb? You decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Wow, there's some singing there. Well done, Chris. Good work. Excellent. I think I got that. It was quite hard to tell what I was hearing for real and what I was hearing in headphones. So hopefully that all came through. Well done. Good work. Right. So if that's got you in the mood to get along and see Fiddler on the Roof, Emily, one more time, just let us know the where, the when, and how to get those tickets.
Yeah, of course. It's Tuesday the 20th to Saturday the 24th of October, all of next week. Evening performances at 7:30 and Saturday matinee at 2:30. Tickets can be booked via the Epsom Playhouse on 01372 742 555 or via the Epsom Playhouse website at www.epsomplayhouse.co.uk.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
I wish you very well for that and beyond. Do you know what you're doing next?
Yes, we do. We're doing HMS Pinafore.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you again in the spring.
Hopefully.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.
And we'll have another Amdram Shoutout at the same time next week.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.